Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 21, 2020. What is a thought? Question. The wisdom of Kabbalah is the science of nature. In school, we studied nature in physics classes. According to the laws of physics, our thoughts are weak electric discharges. How does this go together with the fact that thought is corporeal? What does Kabbalah say about this? Answer: in physics, we do not speak about thought itself but about material ideas. This is because thought is much more internal. Usually, with the help of an encephalograph, we examine some kind of brain currents, that is, something transmitting signals from the subcortex to other parts of the brain. But this is not a thought. The thought itself is not just the transmission of an electric signal. The thought is inside the electric signal and is the meaning that is transmitted through the external cover, which is not the same thing. You can, for example, study my speech, but if people don't know the language, the internal meaning of what I say, they will not understand anything. So the external form of the messages we transmit to each other is not the essence of these messages. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, January 26, 2020. A happy ending for humanity. The coronavirus deprived us of confidence in the future. It is covered in fog. It is not known what will happen to me and my life tomorrow or in a month, what will happen at work and at home. How can one live in such an unpredictable world? But this unpredictability is due to the fact that we are trying to approach the new world with old egoistic standards, while it is gradually appearing before us like a mirage in the desert. It is getting closer and closer, but we still cannot see it correctly because we are still treat each other egoistically. It was as if we were walking along a road and suddenly we entered an unknown city where some strange relations between residents that are incomprehensible to us. What surprises us is what happens there. And this is what we are seeing now. We do not realize that we have entered a new era and nature requires us to have completely new relations according to the law of love your neighbor as yourself, for the unification of people. And we are perplexed at what they want from us, like little children to whom mother says, "Stop fighting, be good children. Why can't you play together?" "But I can't, my nature demands quarreling and fighting all the time, this is the only way I feel that this is life. And no matter how much my mother reproaches me, I do not want to listen, and I run away and climb into the fray again." This is today's humanity. But how can one convince oneself to change and heal in a new way? After all, as soon as we build a communication network between us based on mutual bestowal, love, and unity, we will immediately see where we are. We suddenly find ourselves in a completely different world that we had not noticed before. So children run after each other between adults, not paying attention to them as if they were furniture. Children have their own accounts with each other and adults only interfere with them. And suddenly the children grow up and understand that there is new meaning, new relationships, another program, a great and lofty goal, which is also worth striving for. This is the state we are in today. This is a very important period, and although it manifested itself in the form of an epidemic, it should not harm us. I think that the coronavirus will radically change humanity. We all ended up in the same condition, and let's begin to gradually change ourselves from mutual hatred and competition to mutual communication and support. We will begin to relate to life and our world globally and integrally, as nature teaches us, and in this form this story will come to a happy ending for all of us, ourselves and our children. From Cab TV's The World, March 12, 2020. Bring the whole world to balance. We exist in a global world where integral laws operate that govern not only our world and our universe, but the entire system of the universe, which includes the five upper worlds. They must be felt, seen, and formed in our perception and worldview. All this is given to us. If we work incorrectly with this system without taking into account its objectivity, integrality, and interconnection of all its parts, it turns out to be a very bad situation for us. We feel the opposite, a very unpleasant reaction from it. This so-called feedback comes to us at different levels, depending on what distortions we bring to the overall system. We are currently seeing this reaction in the form of the coronavirus. We cannot say that this is a bad thing because it aligns us, advances us. But on the other hand, it is still unpleasant for us. In fact, for many years we have been at the stage called the last generation where we clearly feel that we live in an integral world. This world should be brought to normal, to a whole, complete system. This work is assigned to man. Therefore, if we start behaving correctly, we will reveal this system. When we treat it incorrectly, that is, when we do not move toward it by connecting between ourselves and approaching it, and when we do not perceive nature as an integral system, then it automatically reacts to this and there are all sorts of obstacles, as we see them. But these are not obstacles, on the contrary, they are influences that should direct us differently. So there is a virus in the world that makes us stay at home and communicate less with each other because there are bad, selfish relationships between us. We have to start behaving differently. All this is explicitly calculated by nature since we are part of the overall integral picture. We are, as if, placed in a sphere that affects us from all sides. It is this system that identifies the reactions that clearly track what we need to be like in order to get closer to the integrated system. This is how the virus advances us. I think that in the near future we will feel this more and more. We will become closer to each other and understand each other. We will remove a huge number of unnecessary professions from our world. We will stop treating the earth as something with a bottomless cellar from which we pull out everything we want. We will stop treating the atmosphere, water, and oceans as if they are useless parts of nature. I do not think that we will be able to bring ourselves into proper interaction with the surrounding nature very quickly. Therefore, I would say that we should be prepared for the fact that this condition will continue for the next 5 or 6 months. This will be a very long, serious system of rigid interaction between us and integral nature until we begin to understand that we need to get rid of many professions and occupations, close unnecessary businesses, and take from nature only what is necessary for normal existence and no more. By our behavior, we disturb the ecology, the dynamic balance of nature, so much that no system can stand it. In general, we must behave in balance with the world around us. Then everything will calm down and we will really begin to feel through the integral equilibrium world, its upper sphere, the sphere of governance called the Creator. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 5, 2020. Seeds of Exile, Part 5. Resist Egoism. Question. After the suppression of the Bar Kochba rebellion, the Jews scattered all over the world. Didn't the great sage Rabbi Akiva know about this? Answer. Naturally, he knew that this would be so. But one does not interfere with the other. Jews should resist this and try to correct themselves all the time, even though they are in a free fall. Question. Rabbi Akiva knew that after going into the fourth exile, the people would have to unite and, as a result, build the third temple. But he did not know when this would happen. He thought that this would take place immediately, but it took 2,000 years. Was he mistaken about the time? Or is it wrong to interpret these events? Answer, I do not know. I cannot speak for Rabbi Akiva. I know only one thing. The spiritual law is such that when you have the opportunity to do something good for connection between people, you must do it. You have no reason to start this process because we are still under the authority of the development of the laws of nature. Question. So, was there still some possibility? Answer. Even if it did not exist, we are still obligated to resist the egoism that develops, growls, and controls us. Resist it at any stage and in any condition. From CabTV's systematic analysis of the development of the people of Israel, July 8, 2019. Attuning to the upper. We are not able to understand the view of the upper who thinks on a different level, and therefore, we do not agree with it. No matter how much I check my conclusions and the conclusions of the upper, I only become more and more convinced that this is unacceptable for me. The view of the upper seems to be unreasonable to me, detached from reality, a naive fantasy. According to my understanding, it can't be true. And after I have checked several times and made sure that there is no way to justify the upper, I stop myself by saying, now I am going to accept the opinion of the upper above my mind, even though it contradicts my opinion. And it is because it is against my understanding that I accept it by faith above reason and rejoice in the opportunity to do so. And if I can't accept it, then I ask the upper to give me the strength to do so because I go by faith above reason and accept the opinion of the upper. And it is clear to me that my knowledge remains at the bottom, and the knowledge of the upper is higher, one on top of the other. That is, I did not replace my previous knowledge, understanding, and perception with the upper's knowledge, understanding, and perception, like in our world children accept the opinion of adults. In the spiritual, I remain with my own opinion, and in addition to it, I receive the opinion of the upper and work according to it. In this form, I will exist in spiritual reality. My opinion, verified 1,000 times, with which I remained, is called my knowledge. And the opinion of the upper, also verified by me 1,000 times, becomes my faith, which is higher than my reason because I take it for the truth, although according to my understanding, it is not real at all. It is clear that this does not agree with the rational logic of our world, but this is how the spiritual ascent occurs and the perception of the upper world is revealed. Even now we are in the upper reality, so why don't we feel it? Because we cannot yet replace our attunement with the corresponding spiritual reality, that is, tune our heart and mind to the perception of the higher world. And even if I don't understand the upper world yet and I can't reveal what the Kabbalists are talking about, I should be grateful that I was allowed to at least get close to it and hear about it. I am happy to be among those who are moving toward the entrance to the spiritual world. This in itself is a great privilege and a personal gift from the Creator. Therefore, I am full of gratitude and joy, and bless the upper force for the great mercy to me. It is very important to develop such an attitude in oneself, a desire to get closer to the Creator, thank Him, and do everything necessary to be able to serve Him in some way. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 17, 2020. How can we become like the Creator? Question. What is the point when the light spreads and an attribute that is opposite from the desire to receive emerges in a person? How is it felt? Answer, an opposite quality emerges when a person can fully perceive the direct light internally, when a desire to resemble the light emerges in him, and he demands the attribute to resist the attribute of receiving from the light, which is the property of bestowal. In other words, when I feel that I receive from the Creator and that He is bestowing, and, with the help of the right environment, I find the powers in me to stop using the attribute of receiving and to begin to engage only in bestowal, I actually perform a tzimtzum. Having restricted my ego, I create a special quality in me called a masach through which I reject the filling that comes to me from the Creator because I want to resemble Him and His state. On the other hand, if I receive from Him, I reject His message to me. At this point, special conditions begin to appear between us. I realize that if I reject what the Creator wants to give me, it is actually a major transgression because the Creator's pleasure is the filling of the created beings, while the outcome of my efforts is that I do not receive anything from Him. Suppose I am a guest of a good host and I reject the delicacies he has prepared for me, and, by that, I seemingly distance myself from him. I could sit by the host and receive from him and rejoice in the fact that I am filled by him and thus make him happy and fill him. So how can I not receive from the Creator if this is his will? The point is that there is a certain action here that if I reject the Creator's filling, I attain the goal, which is to be equal to him, to resemble him. By this action I do not reject the actual filling, the Creator's desire to fill me, to raise me, but instead I reject only the pleasure from the direct filling. I want to enjoy being similar to the Creator. This is the uniqueness that we find hard to perceive, but it is very fine, crucial, and essential. We are struggling over wanting to resemble the Creator. This means that my desire to receive should have the same direction, the same intention, as his bestowal. This is what we do in order to fill each other. If the Creator bestows unto me with the intention to please me, I will not receive the pleasure, so I will be able to get closer to him and to bring him pleasure by my getting closer to him. This is the first phase of the action. It is only in the second phase that I can begin to receive from the Creator to the extent that I have gotten closer to him. Here I already become totally like him. This is the state we need to reach. It is not an easy action, and it is made of four steps according to the development of the four phases of the desire. This is the reason that it is very hard for us to understand this, although later the essence becomes clear to us. At the beginning, however, a person cannot figure out how to reject the pleasure, to refuse to receive the delicacies, but, by that, we actually get closer to him and not further away from the landlord. I say to the landlord, I want to be closer to you without receiving anything. Let us annul the condition that you give and I receive, because when I do not receive, I am closer to you. It is only when I get closer to you that I will be able to begin to receive, because then the reception will actually be aimed at building up greater closeness between us, adhesion between us. These four phases are very difficult to perceive by people before they begin to act. But this is how it is arranged by nature, where the four-phase executable software of how a person resembles the Creator is concealed. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 16, 2020. Woman's Desire. Question: why did the Creator give women a desire to change and to engage in Kabbalah? It would be better to give her yearning for the family, and then a woman would not seek to listen to the lessons but rather to accompany her husband. Answer: a woman's desire to reach the source of her soul, that is, the Creator, is by no means less than that of a man. It is a bit hidden by corporeal aspirations to have a family and children, but in fact, it is also very strong. To attain the essence of the soul, its source, its root, the Creator, is a human desire. It is unique to humans. If this yearning awakens in a woman, like in a man, we must help her, provide all the conditions so that she can discover the purpose of her destiny and realize it. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 8, 2020.